Like other developed countries, the United States has gone through a number of economic stages in its history. Originally, it was an almost entirely agricultural economy, but by around the time of the Civil War in the 1860s, manufacturing had become more important than agriculture. Then, by the late 20th century, the service industry had reached the same level as manufacturing. Since then, the manufacturing industry has declined dramatically. Indeed, so few people work in factories now that many economists say the US is a post-industrial economy. There were two reasons for this trend. The first was the development of new technology, especially computers. Because of this, far fewer workers were needed to make the same number of goods. The other reason was rising wages in the US. These made American workers much more expensive than workers in developing countries such as China. As a result, many American companies moved their factories abroad to take advantage of the cheaper labour. On the other hand, within the US, service industries such as tourism and healthcare grew greatly. Now, though, there are signs that some of the manufacturing industry that went abroad is beginning to return. One example of this is the clothing industry. Originally, many companies in the clothing industry moved their factories to countries in Asia and South America to take advantage of the lower wages. Since then, however, wages have risen in these countries. Additionally, the rising price of fuel has made transporting the clothes back to the US much more expensive. Furthermore, many American customers say that they would rather buy clothes made in the US to support the economy, even if they were to be more expensive. However, when companies reopen their factories in the US, they are faced with a big problem. Because most of the clothing jobs went abroad years ago, there are few American workers with the skills and experience needed to operate the machines. As a result, many companies have begun to set up training programs to teach workers the skills they need. If these programs work, it seems that the US may begin to see many types of manufacturing increase again.